Hello and welcome to another wonderful episode of How to Cry Monster. Are you feeling lucky today? Because today we are talking about bad luck and superstitions. Ooh. I am your host, Neil Nestor. And with me today, we have my lovely co-host,
Jules.
Our special guest,
Sophia. I'm here again.
Yes.
Welcome back.
And our wonderful and ever so talented sound guy.
That's me. I'm Joe. On my way here, I walked under a ladder. I looked in a broken mirror. I crossed paths with a black cat. What else? What's another one? I don't know. But like bad luck, they cancel out like PEMDAS.
I don't think so.
Please excuse my dope ass swag. That's what PEMDAS stands for.
What?
So
I don't believe so.
I do have question though. If you own a black cat, does that count?
I've only had black cats. Like I've had.
And how's your luck been?
I think I've been decently lucky. Ooh, this is some rabbit's paw or monkey's paw?
Rabbit foot.
Rabbit foot.
Yeah, there you go. Hold on to that.
Rabbit foot.
Cute.
Hold on to that for the episode.
Is a monkey's paw lucky?
I didn't think it was.
It's like the wish granting story.
It can grant wishes?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Monkey's feet grant wishes?
No, okay, so I didn't do any research into that, but yeah, it's another form of talisman where it's essentially a monkey's paw on either, it's like got like a brass thing at the bottom so it like stops it.
Oh.
And every time you take a wish, it's become more popular in the game Phasmophobia, but every time you have a wish, one hand will curl down, or one finger, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And so once you have the paw, you can't use it to grant wishes anymore.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a new item in the game.
But it also, in the original short story, it caused, like, bad things to happen. Like, yeah, I got rich, but my son died. That type of thing. Yeah,
like a be careful what you wish for.
Be careful, yeah.
That's one of them stories.
Sacrifices, all that.
That's like never mind. I was going to bring up like a random like reference I've seen to that that was really funny. It was probably in Family Guy and it probably would not have been appropriate. So
yesterday I ran into some bad luck at work.
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I shattered a glass and all the shards went into my arm and hand.
Dude.
Oh, you poor thing.
You're full of bad luck lately.
I am.
I mean, we got some of that taken care of, luckily. We dispelled evil.
That was the day I decided not to wear any of my stuff because I was starting to get a rash. And then yesterday was my OSHA man day. And I won't go into exactly everything that happened or exactly where I work. But
OSHA man day.
I accidentally walked into one of the booths. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a booths have all like a corner that like pokes out just a little bit.
Right.
And I accidentally walked into it to try to like get around one of my coworkers. And he accidentally went backwards and it pushed my chest right into the corner. And that kind of hurts.
Ow. Now I have
and thankfully I was wearing my improv shirt, which has like a lamination on it, which actually saved me from
shirt.
Yeah.
I mean,
improv club, everybody.
Oh, that unplugged.
I'm glad you teched the hit.
Yeah.
So
I'm here today to tell you about all the sorts of things.
I think it would be interesting to ask, this is like a personal question for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What's like a superstition that you guys have? Like, I'll start with Sophia.
You're putting me on the spot, dude. I don't really know.
Like, it could be.
Oh, you know what? You know what? There is a really good one that shows up in my family a lot. I don't know if this is just like an Italian superstition or what, but you can't put hats on the bed.
That's interesting.
Yeah, don't put hats on the bed.
I haven't heard that one.
I've put all my hats on my bed.
Don't put hats on your bed.
What's the tea?
You're the next person to die if you put a hat on your bed.
Ooh, that's the tea.
It's a symbol of death, yeah.
I've put all like...
Don't put hats on your bed.
80 of my hats on my bed when recording a TikTok.
Don't put hats on your bed.
Oh.
Hmm. Oh. Well, I'm going to make sure not to do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's in here.
I'm a big fan of the realistic superstitions of... By that, I mean mine is walking under a ladder. That's bad luck.
How is that realistic?
No, because I've worked construction. And guess what? When there's a ladder, there's somebody working up high. And when there's somebody working out high, he's liable to drop something.
True.
So it makes sense that why would you walk close to a ladder? A bad thing could realistically happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my whole perspective going into this episode. What is misfortune and what is bad luck? Because bad things happen all the time. That's just the reality of life. I'm sorry, folks.
It's in my book.
Right.
But is it because it's just life or is it because of some sort of divine, you know.
Intervention.
Yeah.
So we can get into that. I actually have a list of some of the more common
But what's your superstition?
We'll get into that later. Actually, it has to do with that rabbit foot that I gave you, Joey. I had a green rabbit's foot that I got at a... It was like a crystal shop and healing shop.
Right.
And they had rabbit's feet. Mm-hmm. And so I got a green one to symbolize wealth because I was ridiculously poor.
Right.
ridiculously
been
poor.
Been there, done that. We're all college students here.
I got it. And then immediately I started making more money. And I was like, okay, great. And then I don't know how. Well, I brought it back home. And a couple months later, I lost it. I couldn't find it. Eventually, we moved, and when I moved into the new house, we moved the oven because we were cleaning everything out, so we were moving to check just to make sure. And we moved the oven, and it was an old oven, so we were replacing it. We lifted it up, and we moved it, and nothing was there. And then we put it down, we lifted it back up, and moved it again, and all of a sudden, that rabbit's foot was there.
Mm-hmm.
With the two things on its cord and the necklace. So that is, I don't know how old that is. So it's clean. That's all we need to know. And since then, every once in a while, it will provide me with good luck. I don't take it out very often, only for like special occasions now. But when I do, usually it provides me a little small boost of luck.
That's
but
good.
Since then, it's some of the hair has fallen out and the luck has run out a little bit.
It's mangy.
No, it's not mangy. It's just it's old.
I don't think dead animal parts can get mange.
His probably could.
He'll find
I have
a way.
Such bad luck. Mine probably could.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I mean, superstitions. I'm always someone. I'm kind of odd. I never step on cracks ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just me.
I broke all my mom's back.
There's like a period in time when in North Lake where, you know how they have all those little like tiles?
Mm-hmm,
like,
yeah.
I would not step on any of those cracks either. So you would just see me like,
Dude, how the heck do you walk on the library lawn? All those tiny little pavers?
I don't walk on the library lawn.
Oh.
I avoid it entirely.
Got you there.
I take simple paths most of the time.
Okay.
But I usually like
I'm
you'll see
simple.
Me either like pretty much like doing like one of those like Just Dance type things or
yeah,
I'm just like going
like
back and forth.
Skipping.
Is he walking or is he playing hopscotch?
Exactly.
Is he walking or is he dancing to his own beat?
And I challenge people sometimes. I'm like, "Can you actually beat me at this?" Because I'm like, try to step on just one of the colors and make it there faster than I can because mm-hmm. I'm so accurate. Like you just see me like leaping from like stone to stone.
Like
but,
a ninja.
He's an agile boy. Yes, he is.
But I've always been.
Boy.
I don't know.
Is your foot lucky?
My foot?
Yeah.
Is he a rabbit?
Yeah.
Mm.
Rabbit boy.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I would say that my aptitude for luck, for me, this is going to sound corny for some people. I think it's kind of based on faith for me because the more faith I have, the better I seem to feel and the less bad stuff seems to happen. So it's just kind of like a comfort, you know?
Yeah.
And because I've noticed that one of the signs of, like, bad luck for me, at least, is if a rosary breaks or if, a picture falls or something. And,
yeah.
I usually take that as, like, a sign of, like, fractured faith.
Something's coming.
Mm-hmm. So, like, that in which point I reassure myself that I am, you know, fine and that, you know, I'm not going to be susceptible to this type of bad luck. Or I take steps to avoid it. But, I mean, people have different ways of dealing with bad luck. Salt. I mean...
Salt.
Salt, yeah.
Salt is odd because it's like, it can cause bad luck. And it can remove it. Because if you spill salt and you don't do anything about it, you know...
Yeah.
Like, then you're screwed. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's pretty much what I can think of for me in terms of, like, superstitions for, like, what causes bad luck for me, at least.
A lack of faith.
Yeah, a lack of faith will do it. Like, I always think whenever I, like, I woke up today and I thought I was going to have, like, bad luck because I couldn't find a parking spot.
Mm.
And I was just like, what are the odds that, like, all of the disabled spots are taken? I am like, what are the odds? You know, so I'm just
They're
like,
all here today. Cheering you on.
Everyone's here.
Everyone is here. It's like Smash Ultimate. So,
Mortal Kombat.
Are you suggesting all the disabled people are going to fight?
In Smash.
11 o'clock, library lawn, be there.
Yeah.
Not on the path.
Throw down.
Not on the path. Not on the path, though.
It's bad luck.
It's bad luck.
So there's time that's also involved with bad luck, right?
Time as in time? As a watch? Or time as in time as the plant?
As in the watch, because we just brought up a time of day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, like, can you repeat what you said?
The 11 o'clock library lawn, be there.
So, is 11 o'clock a bad time?
No, she's making a joke because that's when, meet me behind school at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
But, I think is a bad time, like, legitimately, and I'm not really a spiritual guy. 3 a.m.
Okay.
3 a.m. That's usually by the
time
hour,
the time I go to sleep.
3 no good can come from being around up in 3 a.m.
I don't know.
I swear there are random nights where I'll wake up at 3 a.m. and I feel like something bad is going to happen the next day just because I woke up randomly at 3 in the morning.
I talked about
That's a premonition type.
When do you go to bed though?
I go to bed
like,
at 3
a.m. It varies. I try to go to bed by 11 o'clock, but.
Okay.
Last night I went to bed early.
I mean, that's like 5 hours, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, for me, I sometimes sleep in increments of 5 hours, so I wouldn't put it past me to, like, suddenly wake up at 3 a.m. And I mean, that's because I have, like, a horrible sleeping schedule.
Yeah.
So I'll, like, I'll wake up at, like, sometimes I wake up at, like, 2:30. It's weird. If I go to bed. Like,
go to sleep,
and then I have to force myself.
I honestly sometimes I'll find inspiration at like 3 a.m. when I'm like,
same,
I'm like half asleep, and then all of a sudden I'll go and I'll wake up and I'll just be like, dude, you're just half mumbling.
I love
drawing,
when that happens,
drawing, and then I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good idea.
And
all
then
right,
you
I'm gonna go to sleep,
out again.
And then I pass out at my desk.
Yep.
It's a comfy chair.
All of my ideas usually come to me right before I go to sleep. And then I'm like, I gotta write this down before I forget, because I know if I go to sleep now and my lazy ass doesn't write this down, I'm gonna forget it tomorrow and I'm gonna hate myself. Anyone else got any more bad luck or superstitions?
I have plenty that I got from
coworkers. I'm sure you do.
Actually, I talked to a couple coworkers yesterday. So I have coworkers of many diverse backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them are Latino. One of them mentioned that he doesn't know if it applies to all Latin and Latino backgrounds, but he's Mexican, and that he's not very spiritual or anything like that, but in his family, burning sage was used to rid of evil spirits and bad juju, but you would also never sweep a woman's feet or she'll never get married. And then there was a couple people that mentioned that by adoring physical features of certain people, you could accidentally curse them.
Mm.
And it was mentioned as bad eye. It roughly translates to bad eye.
Evil eye?
It's what we believe.
Yeah.
That it's men.
So let's talk about some of those right now. So the first one you mentioned was the
burning sage.
The burning sage.
Yeah.
So, that causes bad luck?
No, it's to ward off bad luck.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Or evil spirits. Like a lot of people will, my family's done this before, will burn sage if we're, like, and also it's just like it's similar to how people will have, like, a humidifier or, like, burn incense. It just provides a better smell to the area, or you just like it's a good day, so you're just gonna burn some incense and just like get rid of all the bad
it's a cleansing
cleansing just cleanse entirety.
So The and then the next one was the wedding, like
sweeping the feet.
Sweeping the feet
of a woman. Will
describe what sweeping means. Like we're
like
not
with
talking
a broom.
Like with
literally
a broom.
With a broom.
Like literally with a broom.
No, okay. Yeah.
And there's quite a few that involve like sweeping.
Okay.
Always sweep back to front.
Back to front. Yep.
Back to front. How? Okay. Define back to front.
Because in the old days they didn't have, I guess they didn't have like dustpans. They would just sweep the dirt out of the house. So they would open the door, and so if you swept the front to back, how does that?
You'd have a pile of dust in the corner of your room that you didn't have to sweep all the way.
So it's
out.
Not. So some of these are just rooted in like
people would also throw
ancient times.
Their waste out their windows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't walk under a window.
When you think about it, that whole don't walk
so
under
you
a
don't
window.
Walk under
don't
a
under
window.
Walk under a window. There
don't walk
go.
On a path with a crack. Don't walk
when
under
when you
a
think
window.
About it, all these like superstitions, I feel like even the burning sage one can originate from medieval times. Because the whole burning sage thing, clearing the air, the Black Death was known as a miasma.
Yeah.
Bad air. So if we're clearing the air of bad things, burn
exactly.
the sage.
And all of the
plague doctors.
I don't know why somehow
they have herbs in there.
Yeah, they have herbs in their noses and in that long
the beak.
The beak.
Yeah.
Caca.
And they because they believe that the amount of herbs that they had in there would keep them safe from all of that miasma.
Did it?
Sometimes, yeah. For the most part, it was the plague doctors and the peasants that worked with all the cleaning that were cleaning for all the royals. That would be the safest because they were around the most soap. They were the cleanest. They were covered in the stuff. Sometimes it led to bad issues with the lye and all that. But for the most part, from the actual Black Death,
right,
the people that were clean were the safest.
Right. So don't walk under a window because someone in their piss
they will
bucket
throw
stay
their
hygienic
poop at you.
will dump their bucket out their window. Most things involve being clean.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know.
Because in the old days, if you weren't, you'd die.
And today, if you don't, you die.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some things you can.
Socially.
Things you can get away with. There are some things you can get away with.
Do tell.
You know, like if you, like, decide, like, I went to like a bonfire and like now I'm covered in some like little bit of ashes and stuff. Like I don't have to go immediately take a shower, even though I would recommend taking a shower, you know. But then there's like
it's good for the skin.
I just did like I was washing with chemicals and I got bleach all over me. I'm just gonna leave it on overnight.
Probably should take a shower.
No, you should. You should definitely take a shower if you're covered in bleach.
Like it's like.
As a person who's made mistake with bleach wipes before, always.
As a person who's made mistakes with Celsin Blue, that is something you should never leave on overnight.
Back to superstitions.
No, my point being, like,
back to rant.
You, like, being clean. That kind of stuff. And then, of course, then there's being clean in the mind, you know? Like, because you brought up evil eye,
yes.
Right? So,
well,
or bad eye.
Means, yeah, I don't know if that
bad
specifically
eye.
Means clean in
I
the
I think it probably means, like, lust, right?
What?
No.
How would it not? You just described...
I'm confused.
You described
by adoring
it as,
physical features
yes.
of a... Certain people, only
yes.
certain people have the skill to do this, and they don't do it on purpose intentionally all the time. They don't mean to. It's not entirely intentional.
So what do you mean
by saying...
By adore.
Yeah, that's...
By saying, oh my God, your hair's so beautiful today. Oh my God, your hair's amazing. Oh my God, your hair is amazing.
I see what you mean.
And then the next day, the person might get dandruff, or dry hair, or it's frizzy. I don't fucking
compliments,
know.
Basically?
Yeah, like complimenting specific... features certain people I don't know I, that's how it was explained to
I
me
I don't know about that one
that's how it was explained to me he doesn't he
Jules your hair looks like shit and then tomorrow it's
and then
gonna
tomorrow
be
will
like
be
amazing.
Great
it's luminous
I mean I don't know I feel like we have something similar to that in like our family tradition with being Italian, we have malocchio, which is evil
yeah,
eye.
Evil eye.
Which a lot of times is caused by jealousy. Maybe that's kind of that something that...
The intention behind saying the compliment. Like, it's a sarcastic...
Oh, a backhanded compliment.
Like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah. Your skin's so clear today.
Oh, my God. That's such
and
a nice...
break out the next day.
That is such a nice outfit. I would never wear it myself.
Yeah, I would never wear it myself. But it looks amazing on you.
You were really bold to make that choice.
Yeah, it was a really bold decision.
Oh, my God, Neil. Your ass looks great in those jeans today.
How'd you fit all that in them jeans?
How'd you fit all that junk in that dang trunk?
I didn't even know you had an ass.
I've never seen such an ass before. What the
heck? Bold.
Are you stuffing your pants?
I bet you're very comfortable sitting in that chair.
Yeah.
With all of that ass.
Basically.
So
jealousy.
Anyway,
so intent, obviously.
Yes. I have more.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
One of my coworkers is Jamaican.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she, thankfully, and was more than happy to give me plenty of different examples, because apparently there is thousands of examples. Mm-hmm. And all of them are very interesting. But one of the main ones that I wanted to bring up was when you come home from a funeral, you will walk backwards into your house. And that is to not bring the spirits in.
Interesting.
So moonwalk.
Moonwalk after a funeral.
House.
It all makes sense now.
Suddenly it all makes sense.
What are you going to say, Neil?
Because Michael Jackson in The Thriller was moonwalking.
Oh my God.
He did it in Thriller.
You're so right.
He did actually moonwalk into the house, didn't he?
He did. Wow.
We just uncovered something, people.
Did he actually?
Yes.
He may have, yeah.
No,
the music video where he turns into a werewolf. Yeah,
where he moonwalk into the house.
Yeah,
something evil's lurking through the deck. So
it's clear to me.
We've clearly, this is the we've done it. The biggest How to Cry Monster uncoverance of all. Michael Jackson moonwalks into his house
to avoid the spirits.
Would you say they has high spirits or low spirits?
Well, he has a lot. In that point of his career, he had a lot of energy.
He was high spirits.
I say high because heat rises and he's always toasty.
Mm-hmm. There are also so many other things that she mentioned to me that are just really interesting.
Okay, go on.
But they don't pertain to superstition.
Do they pertain to any specific cultures?
No, Jamaican.
Oh, this is still Jamaican.
Still Jamaican.
Go on.
But one of them has to do back to mermaids, actually.
Oh.
And one of them was because apparently in Jamaica, she mentioned that there is a – I don't know if I wrote it down correctly, so excuse me if I'm wrong. She mentioned that mermaids are believed to be demonic spirits and that there is a bridge called the Flat Bridge. I might have wrote it down wrong. Flat Bridge. And on this bridge, railings never stay up. And due to that, because they'll try to keep putting railings up, but the railings will almost always fall down.
Interesting.
Or always fall off. And there have been multiple deaths on this bridge, so it is believed that the mermaids, the demonic spirits, are pulling people down.
That I can see.
I can
railings,
see that.
Or pulling the railings down, just because they don't agree with the bridge.
Question.
Or people fishing off of it.
Question. Yeah.
Yes.
Don't know anything about Jamaica. Don't know anything about
its... Neither do I, and never would I claim to.
Don't know anything about its flora or fauna, but...
No.
Do they have seals?
What?
Unlikely.
No,
it's
I
in
don't
the
think
Caribbean.
So.
Or like...
No.
Are you saying the seals are pulling the railings down?
It's been seen before on docks where seals will just grab people
sometimes.
I think
seals like colder waters. Seals like colder waters.
Yeah, seals do like colder waters in Jamaica's tropical. So.
Okay. Seals I know there's like an there's like an island with seals on it.
Oh,
that's like kind of tropical.
Oh,
yeah. They will just like
really?
Yeah, I think there's like one that's in near Australia.
That's amazing.
Oh, those are different seals though.
Okay.
So I do have several other small superstitions I want to bring up before I bring up the superstitions I want to try to debunk.
Okay.
So before that, so an old mining superstition was when a miner died in a colliery accident, his shoes were placed on a table as a sign of respect, and doing so otherwise is seen as tempting fate.
Oh.
So don't put your shoes on a table.
I've heard that one,
too. No shoes on a table, no hats on a bed.
No hats on a bed,
okay.
No shoes on the table.
Yes.
So you're honoring your dead comrade by putting their shoes on the table.
Yes.
And you're saying to not do that unless you're
unless you have died. Death.
But like if my minor buddy Jimmy passed away tragically,
then you would put his shoes on the table. You wouldn't put your shoes on the table.
Okay.
Or else you would
put
die.
Alive shoes on the table.
F's in chat for Jimmy.
F's in chat for Jimmy.
There we go.
And so like I can see that. I can see that a lot with shoes being on the table. Fortunately, I've never put shoes on a table before.
Good.
To my knowledge.
To my knowledge.
I mean, my mom or my dad, if like something happened to my shoes, maybe if they need to like clean it or something, might like shine or mm-hmm. like take mm-hmm. like some product or like do it on the table. I don't know. Maybe they haven't done it before. I'll have to ask them.
I don't believe I've put shoes on a table, but I have shine shoes, but I'll usually just hold it between my legs. And
yeah.
Okay.
Probably something like that. That probably is. Oh, I have a Celtic superstition.
It's going to be like if.
Don't tempt the fae.
If you don't, like, dump your beer, like, a little bit for the grass, then there's no more yield in the crop. It's going to be some weird thing like that.
I mean,
isn't it?
Could probably say that's true, though, because the hops in the beer would actually probably help the grass.
Yeah.
But that's not what I was going to say, Neil.
I'm in tune with my with my people,
it's,
aren't
hey,
I?
Hey, it's your people. I'm not going
to... I make my own superstition.
I make my own luck.
Dump the beer because I hate it.
That's fair. Ringing a bell scares away evil spirits.
Yeah.
And that's the same.
Yeah,
that's,
I knew
that's
that.
Relatively...
That's a very common one.
That's a very common
yeah.
one.
Ding.
But I believe it started...
Bing.
And then there's Norse. Acorns are good luck, and one on your windowsill is said to prevent your home from being struck by lightning, which is what led to acorns being used as poles for shades.
That's cool.
And then in Southern culture, there's the belief that ghosts won't cross water. So there's many
running water,
blue
right?
porches.
I don't know about that one.
Headless Horseman.
Oh, Headless Horseman.
Running water.
Running water.
Yeah. But, like, there's a plenty of water ghosts.
I know there's plenty of water ghosts.
Water's
but
an amplifier. So.
Okay. But the idea was that the ghosts wouldn't cross running water. So there's many homes that have blue porches to try to trick the ghosts.
Oh. Is that similar to, like, the red door in Chinese culture?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
What does the red door do?
The red door wards off evil spirits. Because I guess they don't like the color
red. They don't
red.
Like red, yeah.
So.
That's why there's the red envelopes.
Yep.
Dude, whoever, the red paint salesman that invented that superstition is
making so much bank.
Honestly, you know what? That's probably the same person who made the blue thing.
The blue
water.
Porch.
Mm-hmm. He was just trying to sell a lot
just a really
of blue
clever paint.
Paint
salesman.
And then there's find a penny, pick it up for all day. You have good luck.
Oh, yeah.
However, I believe that one.
There's another side to that. So if you pick it, okay, it has to be heads up.
It has to be heads
yes,
up.
It
and
has
if
to
it's
be
heads
up.
Down, you have to give it to someone else.
No.
Yes.
Why would you give it to someone
I
else?
I would not give it to
someone. You give it to someone else, so you both have good luck.
If you don't give it to someone else,
then you have bad luck.
I
feel like giving it to someone else would give them bad luck.
No.
Me personally.
What I do is if I find a penny and it's heads down,
I will
take it. I'll flip it in the air. So that if somebody were to find it, and hopefully it sets up.
Sometimes I intend.
And that's why you have so much bad luck, because you touched it anyway.
No.
When I'm having a particularly good day and I have, like, pennies in my pocket, I'll just drop one. Be like, hey, you know.
Hey,
maybe I could give someone some good luck.
I'm generating.
Make sure you put it down heads up.
Sometimes I'll drop two, and then I'll say, there's my 2 cents. You can have it.
Okay, now here's another one. Piggybacking off of pennies.
Piggy?
Do you think...
Piggy banking?
Yes.
Ha!
Do you think... that the luck gets amplified if it's a higher ranking coin.
No.
I used to make that joke a lot, but
it's just a point.
I think so. Because I found a quarter heads up at work the other day, and it was actually a really good shift. So that's all I'm saying.
Hey.
And then you later used that coin for a vending machine. It was the exact last coin you needed.
I mean, because I'm not going to lie. When finding like a penny heads up, I'm like, you know, and then. I feel like it entitles me to, like, one instance of good luck that day. But then when I find, like, a dime, I'm like, ooh, I got 10 this time. You know, I'm like,
so,
let's go.
I'd like to move it over really quickly to debunking some.
Okay.
Quickly.
Let's go.
Walking under a ladder, as you mentioned before. So the theory was that since it forms a triangle and thus the Holy Trinity,
Breaking it would be blasphemous. And also, as a person who's also worked in construction, it is incredibly unsafe for anyone underneath the ladder, because if you bump that, it is so it's stable,
dangerous,
but
for
to
both
a
people.
It's stable but to a point.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you bump it, and not even if the person up there notices, but if there's something, because ladders will sometimes have like a little stand for holding things. If something falls, it's going to fall on you.
So what if it's just a ladder? Like there's no one on the top of the ladder. Is it still bad luck if you walk under it?
Yeah, because you can still bump it and accidentally fall on you.
If it's
that would still hurt.
If it's in the middle of the woods, it's an SCP.
If there's a ladder in the middle of the woods.
Just standing at an angle against nothing.
Against nothing.
It's an art sculpture, really.
You climb it and you end up in that one place in the void and that they have
then
an
Then you have, end up in that one SCP.
And then you end up
the
in
fire
that
tower.
One SCP.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we could talk about
tower.
That for hours.
Gosh.
Anyway, next one. Black cats. Unlucky? I don't think so.
I disagree.
I love black cats.
Owner of a black cat,
they're
I
lovely. I love black cats. But in Egypt, they were worshipped.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, the Egyptian mouse.
Plenty of cultures that actually just revered cats.
Black cats.
Mm. You know why they're called mouse, right?
Meow.
Because that's how they sounded.
Yes, it's like naming a Pokemon after what the sound
it's
it makes.
It's the Egyptian.
Egyptians are the original Pokemon.
The original Pokemon masters.
Do you want to be a master? Catch all the gods.
Catch all the cats.
They were may have been found unlucky because they were also seen as animal familiars. And in that time, animal familiars
witches
were not exactly very well looked upon.
I see. I mean, I wouldn't mind having a familiar. I'm not going to lie.
I hate the whole black cat superstition because I used to work at a shelter. And I could see that.
I did too.
I can see that affect adoptions every day. We had to have a whole adoption special for black cats.
Did you have a 2-for-1 special too?
No, we didn't have a 2-for-1.
Oh my God.
But we had free. If you got a black cat, it's free.
I would have loved
that. At my Humane Society, we had a 2. If you bought any cat, you could get 2 kittens for
really?
The price of 1. Yeah.
That's amazing. I love that.
Because we had so many kittens.
And everyone always gets 1 kitten, and then you get single kitten syndrome. But anyway.
Yeah. So I think, but also the black cats may have also been due to the fact that in the darkness, when there wasn't that much light, you wouldn't be able to really see them. So people would probably tripped on them a lot.
And they love to run
that's
in
why
front of
you.
They
go,
do.
That's why if they go across your path, if you're walking and it goes across your path, you're going to trip on one.
You're
going to
trip.
See it.
Yeah.
You trip and then you die.
The cat's going to get angry, slash at you, and then you're going to be like, ah, that
not
cat's
then you
not
get
like
then
it.
You get then you get
no,
cat
but
scratch.
If you trip on a cat, you're accidentally kicking a cat. And
I
the cat
mean,
doesn't
yeah.
like that.
I mean,
and then you get cat scratch disease.
Cat scratch fever.
Then you
cat scratch
cat
fever.
Scratch the fever.
Meow.
Then you fall over
then
and
you
die.
Then you have to fill out an OSHA report.
So the next one is. Oh, back to the rabbit's foot. It's a talisman that can be traced back to Celtic tribes in Britain or from hoodoo, the form of African-American folk magic and spiritual practices that blends Native American, European, and African traditions. And then there's – I don't know if that's the debunk for it. That's just what I had written down.
All right.
And I forgot to mention it earlier.
When you brought up the green – the green rabbit's
foot.
They
had different colors.
Earlier. Yeah. You know what that reminds me of? There's in voodoo, there's different colors of dolls.
Yes.
That do different things. The green one, of course, as well.
Also candles.
Colors have different associations.
Yes.
There's a different, like, there's a whole thing in magic and witchcraft where colors have associations.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then the dark one is called a wanga, because that's the one for, like,
we don't talk about
cursing.
That.
We don't talk about
we don't talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah. I'll mention that.
And the pink one
after.
Is love. I could use one of those.
Yeah.
I could use one of those.
Well, pink one can be self-love and friendship. There's a bunch
that's
of different
true, yeah.
associations.
Or yellow.
Or
yellow's friendship.
Yellow
usually.
I use for communication.
Really?
That's for
okay.
me. But.
And so then a mirror. Obviously, everyone knows that breaking one is a surefire way of getting 7 years of bad luck. But I believe that came from the idea that they don't. It was written down that they don't come from the idea that it comes from the idea that they don't just reflect your image, but also your soul. Sorry, I don't know why I had a tongue twister there.
Hmm.
But I also believe that they were originally, because it's a safety hazard. And yet again, another safety hazard. If you break a mirror,
It's bad luck.
It's bad luck, but also you might possibly
get cut.
Shards in your arm or your fingers, and that might hurt.
I also have a theory of why breaking a mirror is bad luck.
Why?
They're really expensive.
Oh, yeah, too.
They're expensive.
Weren't they also, like, made with, like, silver back in the day, too?
Oh, my God.
And so that means they were incredibly expensive.
And if it rusts, expensive. Then you get tetanus.
Yeah.
Tetanus. Yay.
Fun.
Yay.
That's never fun.
Woo!
Yay, tetanus!
That's what I've been waiting for. That's what it's all about. Tetanus.
Maybe that's why it's 7 years, because isn't that how long a tetanus shot lasts?
Oh, my God. Is that actually?
I think so.
Did we just debunk the debunking?
Did we just debunk the debunking?
It's either 7 or 10 years. I feel like that's it, right?
We'll have to double check.
Yeah.
Well, I believe the quantity of time would line up.
That does pretty much line up. And also tetanus, nobody wants to get
tetanus.
Because that isn't that like a giant round of shots straight into your stomach?
Yes.
I thought that was rabies, but maybe I'm wrong.
I've had
both.
Yeah.
I think the rabies goes right into the stomach.
I really liked raccoons at Camp
Bullwop. Tetanus is very similar. Nice. Tetanus is similar.
You don't want tetanus shots or post-exposure, rather.
Oh,
tetanus shots.
Don't feed random raccoons, kids.
Don't feed raccoons.
So, Joe.
I mean, you should if they're your pet.
Are there any specific superstitions that you heard about just recently that you want to talk about?
Well, there's always the knock on wood, which you just
How could we have not forgotten?
I didn't forget. It's in my list. I'm not done yet.
I'm not a superstitious guy. In general, I'm just not. Probably the ones on his list are things that I've heard of, but I'm not really a big believer in that. I think in a penny on the ground is good luck. You know, try to share the luck with anyone I can. But you know, I think most of it is boiled down to in life. There's just bad days. You know,
I would like to ask, how often do all of you knock on wood?
Oh, consistently.
Whenever I say something that I feel like could come true, that's when I knock on wood.
Something unfortunate, though.
Something
I feel
unfortunate.
Like heaven forbid situation.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
100%.
I do the knock on wood. I also do the sign of the cross. Like
I do that a lot every time I make a bad joke.
I do the sign of
I do that every single time
David.
I make a bad joke too.
Huh?
When like if I'm talking to someone and then we're both making fun of that person, and then I'm just like. That's going to somehow come back to me. I'm just going to like...
Oh, so like a preventing karma situation.
Yeah.
For me, I'll do the Star of David, though.
Star of David?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
It's not.
That takes so long.
I know. That's why it's not a thing. I've tried to put it out around, but nobody ever...
Nobody
does it. I think maybe like one or two of my friends do it, but...
It hasn't caught on yet.
Maybe it's in Indiana, where I used to live. That's where I came up with it. There was a religion based around me in Indiana, by the way.
Was there?
Yeah, around my friends.
Was it a religion or was it a cult? That's the question.
Maybe a cult. Maybe more of a cult.
They're not
friends.
They
would give me things.
They're followers.
They were followers.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean,
they were like, we're going to make a religion based around you. And I'm like,
I mean,
all right.
We can make a religion out of this.
Here's the thing.
They would give me free sodas and stuff.
Oh, God.
You could theoretically say that, like, streamers... Like,
oh yeah,
they're like celebrities.
Cult
literally,
of the Lamb,
religions.
The game. I made that
in
incredibly
way.
Obvious.
Like you know how they're like followers, like give them stuff and like constantly praise
it's
them.
It's an offering.
Have you seen Cult of the Lamb being streamed?
No.
Cult of the Lamb has a connection with Twitch, where you all of your followers can become followers in the game.
Oh my God!
So it really, like I said, it really shows the connection between. Those two. And so a lot of Twitch streamers made like, because you can like, so Twitch followers can put a thing and the one that I follow, Gabby Smolders, she has a integration where all the Twitch followers can put a option on a wheel and then she'll spin that wheel and that'll become one of the rewards in the game or one of the punishments in the game. And a lot of streamers do that as well. But, like, if you think about that, it is really cult-like.
It is, in a way.
Because, like, do the followers get punished or the followers get rewarded for their good deeds or their
who
bad
knows?
Deeds? Who knows? Yeah.
Only the wheel knows.
Only the wheel.
Honestly.
Follow the wheel.
Follow the wheel.
So what do you think is the most dangerous superstition?
The most dangerous superstition?
Like, the one that's, like, I mean, like...
Ladder?
Like, on the top of the, like, you know, the
on
hat
the top
being
of the
on the bed... You know, like, what's the one that you think is associated the most with, like,
death?
you're gonna get,
I don't know. I did have one more.
Okay, what is it?
Go ahead.
Umbrellas.
Of course.
Well, I don't know why we haven't talked about this yet, but maybe it's because it's the last
We're saving
the
best for last.
Of course. Umbrella's inside. Said to insult the home guardian spirit.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
So it insults the guardian angels or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The guardian angels for whoever is at home. But it also seems to arise from safety hazards and someone doing something dangerous and dumb when they shouldn't. Or where they shouldn't.
Well, how is opening an umbrella dangerous?
It can knock over a vase, a vase, or an urn full of somebody's ashes.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. I guess.
It can poke someone's eye out if you are inside next to people.
Well, don't. Yeah.
If you're in a party full of people, do not open an umbrella. Please, this is a safety concern, and we are concerned about your safety and your mental health if you decide to open an umbrella inside a house.
You know, like if you have kids that just like love
sword fighting, and then they accidentally press the button, open the umbrella, and shoot multiple things away. I might have done that.
Oh no!
A friend was.
Did you shoot your eye out?
No, I shot my friend's eye out.
Oh.
We were playing a game of baseball in the house
with an umbrella.
And a foam ball, and I had the smart idea because it was a push. So I held it by the handle, and so I was like pretending to like use it like a bat, but then I swiped it at the last second,
hit it,
and it went up, and then it got caught up on the when was the
ball or the umbrella?
The ball.
Okay.
It bounced off the opening of the umbrella, and it landed right on the top of the Oh my god, my brain's not working today.
Rafter?
No.
I'm trying to think.
On the, where the What is this? Curtains. On the top of the curtains.
Curtain rod,
yeah.
Okay, and then?
We just couldn't get it to it.
So it worked exactly
as you...
I thought there was an ending there.
I thought you were going to tell me,
we did
like,
it multiple times.
And then
sometimes
he died.
Yeah.
And then he died.
Sometimes, no.
Oh, and then the shelf fell over and, like...
Grandma
turned
fell
him
out,
in, turned him
know?
Into Flat Stanley.
No. Yep. Not at that point. We've accidentally hit it into, like, the TV, but it didn't really do anything because it was a foam ball. But if we did it with an actual ball or we did it with anything else or we just opened the umbrella inside.
Point is, umbrellas inside is a dumb idea.
It's a bad idea because it could have done so many different things. But thankfully, it didn't because I had my rabbit's foot at the time.
Yeah.
Lucky rabbit's foot.
While I don't believe in superstitions, I think it's important to respect other people's superstitions.
Oh,
that's fair.
Yeah.
Like, my roommate has one where if we're walking together and there's, like, you know, poles in the middle of the road that's, like, to prevent people on cars from driving on the sidewalk, you can't split them. You both have to go through the same gap.
Yep.
So,
that's
which
a weird
I think
one.
Is
I don't think
a bit bizarre, but I won't say that they're stupid. Because, you know, some people just choose to live their lives believing certain things. And while I might not subscribe to it, I think it's important to respect those that do. But if you mistreat black cats because you think they're unlucky, I'm coming for you.
You are the worst person.
I am the Dominator.
You are the worst person.
The Dominator. I get it. I would say that when it comes to bad luck and superstitions, I'm one of those people that says if you believe in it, then it's very possible that it'll affect you in the way that you believe it will. So if you think that this superstition is going to affect you, you know, your belief is powerful. So if I believe that picking up a penny on the heads up is going to be good luck for me,
mm-hmm.
like, because it's going to, like, change my mood, make me hopeful, allow me to see more opportunity rather than...
There's power in the mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I feel like you innately create good luck for yourself.
You create
by believing
reality. Yeah.
By believing that you're going to get it. It's the placebo effect.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And then the opposite, of course, being the nocebo effect.
Mm-hmm. You've never heard of the nocebo?
I've not heard of
it's
the
nocebo
effect,
but like anti.
Yeah. So it's if you think something bad's going to happen to you, it will.
Oh, like Friday the 13th.
Manifesting.
Yeah.
Manifesting and all that. Yeah. Creating your reality. Mm-hmm. All that.
Yeah. Do you have any closing thoughts, Sophia?
Relating to superstitions? I don't know. I mean, I could bring up another one that I just thought about because you were talking about your coworkers. I work in a veterinary clinic. And if you say that it's going to be quiet...
Oh, yeah.
Don't.
Any workplace.
Don't say that a shift is going to be quiet.
Mm.
Or just working on a full moon. Like, it seems like those shifts are always the craziest. Or if someone says it's going to be quiet, it always ends up. We have three emergencies walk in, you know?
It's. I get it. Like, they jinx you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, jinxing is a thing. 100%. Jinxes, yeah. And that, I kind of think, goes along with creating your reality.
Yep.
So 100%, if you say something and you believe that it's going to happen, yeah,
a lot of people say, like, I spoke it into existence.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, my mom will do stuff like that. She'll say something and then it'll happen. And then she's like, darn it. Like, why'd I have to go and say it?
So,
and
same with, for all your theater kids out there, the Scottish play, Macbeth.
Don't mention Macbeth.
Oh.
Not in the theater.
Say the name.
Yeah, I did that accidentally, and my theater teacher was like,
"See,
it's the Scottish play.
The Scottish play.
The Scottish play. We don't talk about the Scottish play."
I am under the belief that you can mention the Scottish play by its name outside of a theater.
Yeah, that's the context.
Not in a theater.
Especially not when you're doing the show itself.
Not when you're
doing the show. As someone who's almost actually broken their leg, don't mention
You took it too literally,
don't
bro.
Don't break your leg.
I didn't even say it. Somebody else did, and then pushed a piano. Anyway,
don't say
I
good
once,
luck.
I like tripped on a. I tripped on a rock.
I got trippy once.
Like I fell over like onto like a puddle. It got like mud all over me, and then the fence right next to me proceeded to fall over on me.
Oh my god.
And then my friend was just sitting there laughing at me like, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen in
my
life.
It sounds like
the funniest
thing.
Okay, no offense, but I would laugh, too.
I would probably laugh. I would help it. I would help.
I would help
be laughing
you, but I
as
laugh.
I'm helping
yes.
you.
Yes.
yes. And I've never really tripped on rocks before.
With my luck,
it
would be electrocuted.
Huh?
With my luck, if that was me, it would be an electric fence, and it would just be electrocuting me as it's going down.
Oh, God.
That's fine. I had splinters.
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry.
Close enough.
No, that's not. I don't want it to happen.
Well, it did happen.
So,
well, I'm sorry it happened.
Anyway, so everybody at home, what are your bad luck and superstitions?
Yeah, let us know.
What do you manifest in your reality? Have you ever jinxed yourself so well, actually, that you just manifested the best thing you actually possibly could?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, look for those pennies.
Mm-hmm.
Look for them and remember, at least for me, you find a good one, give it to someone, and share that luck. Mm-hmm. So.
Sounds good.
That's just my 2 cents.
Ha.
Yeah, let us know on social media what your bad luck experiences or good luck experiences are.
All the luck.
All the luck.
Share the luck.
Share the luck.
Indeed. So.
Indeedy doody.
I am Neil.
I'm Jules.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Joe.
And this is How to Cry Monster, home of monsters, mysteries, and paranormal conspiracies. We shall see you next time.
And now superstitions.